Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Friday Five, and Happy New Year to those I haven't yet connected with through one of my many other social media channels. And gosh, what a start to the year. Well, I certainly wasn't expecting that one. I don't suppose any of us were, really, were we? I was supposed to be on a month-long charity research project in Kenya, working with disadvantaged women's groups and conservationists and deprived communities around rural Africa. But I guess that will just have to wait a while now, especially as I am back here holding the fort in business pivot mode. I know entrepreneurs will relate to that one, as well as, of course, being mum and school teacher in charge of overseeing homeschooling. Oh, groan. How is that going your end? I find it just so exhausting having to do double or even triple my usual workload, which is quite full on at the best of times. But, having two very different age boys to supervise is certainly quite a challenge. I was asked to do a bit of maths help this morning, and it absolutely was totally beyond me. And I'm ashamed to say that that was actually my youngest, my 10-year-old. But there we are. Never mind. We are where we are. And surely the end is in sight, certainly in terms of ending the lockdown. And hopefully we can all look forward to a much better and a much brighter future. So with that in mind, I thought I would share a bit of positivity here. As you may know, positivity is my watchword for the year ahead. And yes, there is some brightness to help dispel the gloom. Now, I'm not going to solely concentrate on COVID chats here in the coming weeks, I promise, because, well, that does seem to be just about all anyone can talk about. All you hear on the airwaves, isn't it, these days? But I do have a bit of important and useful information to share. Really, firstly, about some of my favourite topics, the microbiome and gut health and vitamin supplementation, a little bit about estrogen, of course. And there have been some really interesting documents circulated through global medics in recent days. And many of them are looking at vitamin D. Continually, I know that I've talked a lot about this before Christmas, and the news is still rolling in about vitamin D. And the studies really are showing that lower levels of vitamin D are much more likely to result in a positive test for coronavirus and to have more severe symptoms and may even have a higher risk of dying from COVID-19. That's with the lower levels of vitamin D. And the vitamin D may actually reduce the need for intensive care. So without question, a good and essential thing for all of us right now, especially, of course, our overworked intensive care staff, if we can reduce their load. So if you are taking a vitamin D supplement, and I would say that is a very good thing, did you know that the fatter you are, the more vitamin D you need? So if, for example, a healthy weight person is taking 400 international units of vitamin D daily, this would need to be increased. It would need to be doubled to 800 international units if you are obese. Well, confusingly, vitamin D is sometimes represented as international units and sometimes as micrograms. So just a little bit of clarity here, keeping that in mind, 400 international units is equal to 10 micrograms. Okay, so 400 IUs on a pack is 10 micrograms or MCGs. Now, we can actually make our vitamin D supplements work harder depending on what we take them with. And you may have seen me actually talking about this on This Morning. I was on This Morning's show back with Holly and Phil earlier this week, and I talked about this very thing. So taking vitamin D with fats or oils is really important because vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So we can release its activity if we eat a bit of fat or oil with it. So it improves its absorption. So don't take your vitamin D supplements on an empty stomach, first thing, but you could perhaps take them with a higher fat breakfast or brunch. Perhaps you've got some eggs on the go or some cheese. You could even have maybe a bit of sourdough bread dipped in a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. So those would all be your good healthy fats. Or you could, of course, wait until your biggest meal of the day, which is likely to contain a bit more fat. And perhaps it's the need for extra vitamin D that is one of the reasons why those who are overweight are more at risk of COVID complications. Well, only time and, of course, more clinical studies will tell. Well, talking about clinical studies, other supplements are showing protective effects too. There was a study in Singapore that reported this week to show that those who were started on a combination of vitamin D as well as magnesium and vitamin B12, and they took their supplements within a day of hospitalisation, and they were much less likely to require oxygen therapy and other intensive care support than those who were not given these basic everyday nutrients. So I wonder, could that be happening throughout our hospitals too? Wouldn't that be nice to think that perhaps some healthy vitamin supplements are given on arrival, perhaps to maybe reduce those severe effects? And then there was another study published by the team of researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. And these guys have been looking at the role of our microbiome and gut health during COVID. Obviously, really important. And they revealed in a study just published in the journal Gut. Yeah, there is such a publication, Gut, that the variety and the quantity of good gut bugs play a vital role in COVID infections, with our gut diversity interestingly changing after contracting the virus. And they concluded that the gut microbiome could influence our immune system and potentially affect someone's outcome. Not especially surprising, perhaps. But one nugget of news that I found really interesting is that the changes in gut bugs persisted after the virus had gone. Well, there was a commentator here, Professor Daniel Davis, who is a specialist in immunology at the University of Manchester. And he said that it's possible that these changes could contribute to the symptoms of so-called long COVID. So all the more reason to keep our microbial health high, as well as our diversity of good gut bugs. Well, on that subject, you might have seen me introduce a few microbial probiotic supplements earlier this week on my Instagram lives, which I also upload to Facebook and to YouTube. And this is a really interesting probiotic supplement that I have actually become quite a fan of. It's called Microbes, and it's spelt Microbes. BZ, so MICRO, as in micro, BZ, microbes, quite clever, hey? And that is derived from 15 families of beneficial live active soil microbes mixed with organic juices. It's absolutely delicious. You just have a tablespoon in the morning, and I've been taking one called Revive for this past week now, and I really do rate it. And my team have actually organised for a Liz Loves discount on this. If you are interested, you will, of course, find the details over on the Liz Our Wellbeing website, or you could head to their website, which is microbes.co.uk. That's MICROBZ, microbes.co.uk. lizloves.co.uk. And then if you use the discount code, which is LizLoves, all in one word and in capitals, that will get you 20% off everything there. And they really do have some good things. I'm going to be talking more about them in the weeks to come on my Instagram lives. Lovely family run business. Really rate them. They're based down here in the West Country, actually not that far from me. And this discount code will work until the end of January 2021, by the way, if you are listening to this in real time. That gets you 20% off. And thereafter, it will reduce to 10%, which is still worth having, of course. So thank you very much to the family team at Microbes for making this happen. Well, in one of the largest observational studies also published this week, the Zoe COVID symptom app tracker reported some startling benefits in those taking other kinds of supplements too. Interestingly, all those that I have been banging on about for at least the last year now. So it's good to see some research being published within the more mainstream media on this. And the supplements that they were talking about included, of course, probiotics, omega-3 fish oils, multivitamins, and, yep, vitamin D. And these were all shown to be associated with a lower risk of COVID infections. That was a lowered risk of 14% for those taking probiotics, 12% for those taking fish oils, 13% for those taking multivitamins, and 9% for vitamin D. And for those who've had COVID and experienced a loss of taste or smell, which is a common symptom lasting longer than 2 weeks, taking omega-3 fatty acids, so that's the EPA and the DHA fish oils, or the algae-based supplements again, has been shown to be helpful as well. And also zinc and selenium have been found to be helpful, and these are studies coming in from Spain and Germany showing benefit for COVID patients.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So lots happening within the functional medicine and the nutritional realm. And interestingly, the Zoe study reported the benefits as being especially clear for women. And I guess that's one of the most interesting findings for me and perhaps for most of my listeners here, the fact that women are being better protected by these supplements. So why should this be? Well, of course, the main difference between men and women, other than our chromosomes, which we are born with and we can't affect, is our hormones, notably estrogen in women, which, of course, we can affect. So that is positive. We can do something about it. And who better to invite back here to explore this in a bit more detail than Dr. Louise Newson, one of the UK's leading hormone and menopause specialists, working so hard to help uncover some of the not so well-known health benefits of estrogen, our essential hormone. So Louise, welcome back. Happy New Year. Well, happy-ish New Year. How is it getting off for you? To a good start or not?
Do you know what? I've decided in life, Liz, that when you can't control things, you've just got to think about things you can control. So I'm just ploughing on and trying to be as positive as I can for myself, but also my family and everyone around me, because it's really hard times, isn't it?
It's really hard.
It's just so difficult.
I mean, I think one of the things that strikes me about you actually in your work, and I've heard you say this before to other doctors, is that what you love about your work is that working with menopause and prescribing things like estrogen, it makes such a big difference so quickly to women, that actually you have a lot of positive good news. I mean, I know it's difficult for women to get to see you, but you know, once people do and learn about the safety of HRT, that it makes such a big difference. It makes your job so rewarding.
Yeah, and I think all of us, any sort of people-facing job, anything that we get feedback, it's so lovely. And a lot of feedback, as you know, like feedback you get, is not by people you actually know or ever see, but just for them to say, thank you, I've gone onto your website, I've downloaded the app and I've got some information and it's made such a difference to my life, and thank you. And I get messages like that all the time, and it's very humbling, but it's lovely. It's really nice.
It is. Yeah. And the app, just to remind people, that's the totally free app. It's Balance Menopause. Is that right? That's
yes,
how you find it.
If you search Balance Menopause on the App Store or Google Play, and we just actually got 50,000 downloads, just over 50,000.
Wow! So congratulations.
Very pleased from people from more than half the countries worldwide. So
really,
So it's really exciting. We've now got a new Gail Leahy. We've got this new COO of Balance who's just joined us, so we've got lots of plans, but we just want to optimize it. And it's going to, the part that's available is always going to be free, so there's lots of information, but people can download the health report and take it to their doctor to try and bypass that initial diagnostic part of the consultation, which often can be very challenging for women.
Yeah, no, really helpful. Something else that seems to be a bit challenging is the acceptance of the role of estrogen in supporting our immune system. And I know that we've talked before Christmas about the really encouraging reports showing that there may be some protective benefit of estrogen, whether it's the contraceptive pill or HRT, particularly in terms of supporting those with COVID or with long COVID. I'm not seeing much of this in the mainstream media. What's your view as a medic on this?
No, I mean, I, as you know, I am very frustrated because I feel it needs more traction. It needs more attention. We know that, sadly, phase two of COVID is here. We know that people are overwhelmed people are overwhelmed in hospitals. The doctors, nurses, all the workers are working so hard, but they're exhausted. But we also know that the majority of people in a hospital are still men. It's men that are more ill. It's men that are going to intensive care. It's men that are dying. And but yet no one's really questioning it. And actually, I think if there is a gender difference in any disease, we have to look and think, well, why? What is the difference? The big difference between men and women is their hormones. Obviously, there's the XYXX chromosome, and that might have some effect. But we have known for decades that estrogen is really important for our immunity. If you look at something like HIV, we know women do better with HIV than men. You look at things like hepatitis C, Ebola, estrogen is an antiviral. It stops the virus replicating. It stops it going into the cells. We know that estrogen reprograms the white cells that fight infection. We know they reduce some of the chemicals that are damaged normal tissue, which is so important when you think about the cytokine storm with COVID. Yet no one's talking about this, and they're using these biologic agents, which I've got some good results. It's fantastic. They're £1,000 a patient, and they're not without risk. Estrogen costs £4. You know, it's a big difference. And we also know for a lot of people, estrogen should be used anyway because it has more benefits and risks for the majority of women. But in a crisis situation such as COVID, if it helps even a small amount, because it will reduce the cytokine storm, it will help immunity, then why isn't it being looked at? And I can't understand. And I don't think I'm deluded, Liz. I really don't. I base my work on evidence. I have an immunology degree as well as a medicine degree. The data's not new. We've known for decades how estrogen works in immune function. So why can't we look at it? That's what I can't understand.
Oh my goodness, Louise, this is just so astonishing. You know, you talk about the results and the fact that it is so safe. It's a natural body identical hormone. But just the cost alone, are you saying each patient, it's costing £1,000 with these newer experimental drugs when they could be having a £4 dose of estrogen?
Yes, and I'm not saying they're equivalent because no one's looked at them. And I'm not saying actually that's going to cure people from COVID. I do not want to give people that impression. Mm. But we also know, and I've said to you before, that we know women who are over 50 taking HRT are less likely to die from COVID. We've known that from looking at, you know, data. And we know how estrogen works. So when you put the two together, and very early studies that came out from Wuhan showed that women with low estrogen levels were more likely to die from COVID, more likely to have more severe disease. So, you know, you've just got to sometimes in medicine, you get very saturated really with information, and you're just plowing through, and when things are busy your brain can't take a step back, and you know, when you take a step back you just think, well, what's the most obvious thing? It might not be what people's thought before, it might be a bit contrary, but actually let's see if it makes sense.
Yes,
and this does make sense. I'm not trying to sell snake oil, I'm not trying to do some sort of hocus pocus. It's actually, you know, and we have the NICE guidelines. We know for the majority of women, there are benefits rather than risks with HRT. But we also know that women who take HRT have a lower risk of heart disease, diabetes and obesity. And these three things make COVID worse.
Yes, this is sort of metabolic syndrome.
Yeah, and we know that we're all locked up at home. We're all miserable. We're all, you know, our diets aren't great. We're not exercising perhaps as we should. So we have to have a massive campaign to improve our health, whether we're men or women. We have to look at our exercise. And if we're women, we know who are menopausal, put on weight because of the metabolic changes that occur. So we need HRT to help with that anyway, if you see what I mean. And so COVID's here to stay. It's not going anywhere, is it? So let's try and look at how we can keep ourselves out of hospital, because none of us mind getting COVID if we can keep out of hospital. So that's what's really important.
Stay well. Well, for anybody listening who might be able to help, I mean, I'm thinking perhaps of journalists, communicators, other medics. We can obviously find you online, your website, menopausedoctor.co.uk. I know you're very vocal on Instagram and Twitter as well. And I guess it's just really trying to continue to raise awareness and ask these questions, isn't it? That's what we should be doing. Are there any other calls to action you'd like to give us?
No, I think I'm working with some really key people, and there's a lot of support quite high up as to what I'm thinking. So I am not a lone thinker here. I'm not a crazy menopausal woman thinking on my own. I have a lot of support, but what we can't do, or we can't find, is the right research group to engage with. So it would be lovely to do some collaborative work with people, and just to keep the conversation going, really. If anyone has any ways of helping, it would be fantastic, because we need to move forward on it. Yeah,
we do. And hopefully podcasts like this can be shared and can be talked about. And thank you so much. I know you've got such an incredibly busy schedule. So grateful. And hopefully we can talk again with continuing good news on the protective effect of female hormones. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
Oh, always so good to chat with Louise. And seriously, if you are part of a medical research team, or you could help with funding or raising more awareness here on a national scale within the media, do please contact Louise or one of her medical team on her website. And the address again is menopausedoctor.co.uk. Right, just time for a few quick reviews and thank yous. These here from iTunes. Thank you so much. This was one left on the 31st of December from Helen Bunker. And she says, this is an absolute must listen, 5 stars. Liz has been such a part of 2020 for me with her Instagram lives, podcasts and YouTube presence. I've learned so much and the podcasts have become a regular part of my week that I look forward to. Thank you, Liz, for your honest journalism and genuine sense of caring and sharing. Well, thank you, Helen. Really so thrilled to read that. Thank you very much for taking the time to leave it. My team and I seriously appreciate it. And yeah, caring and sharing, that is what it is all about. Another one here left by Star Mummy on the 3rd of Jan. You say, brilliant podcasts. I find all of the podcasts are relevant, informative and thought-provoking. I put my walking shoes on, grab my headphones and thoroughly enjoy the always interesting chat. Thank you very much, Star Mummy. I hope you have enjoyed today. And last but not least, this one from the 7th of Jan, left by Fab122. And you say appropriately, absolutely fabulous in your intro. A brilliant podcast, lively and refreshing, and so much positive information in capitals. I feel like I'm in the right place to not miss a single trick. Liz is way ahead of the game. Long may it continue. Well, thank you very much indeed. With your help, yes. Long may it continue. I am so grateful to all who take the time to quickly flick on the 5-star rating button. I'm nearly up to 1,000 5-star reviews. Massive thanks to all who make this simple click. You know, it really does make a difference. My team and I genuinely appreciate it. We do have big and bold plans for my main podcast this year. So hang on to your hats, folks. Watch this space because we are definitely going places. Well, that is just about it for this week. Lovely to be back in your ears for a quick catch-up. I leave you with this thought and perhaps a bit of homework. Oh, well, you can see that my homeschooling thing is getting to me, even setting my lovely listeners homework. Oh, well, here you go. This is something that I spotted on social media and it got me thinking, so I thought I would share it with my community here. Okay, here goes. I hope you're paying attention. Two things. Firstly, have a think about what in your life is unlived. Yeah, what in your life is unlived? And what in your life is outlived? So 2 points there. What's unlived? And I guess should be lived. And what is outlived? And I guess should be gone. Well, something that I shall be giving some thought to over the coming days. And I leave that with you now. Stay well, stay positive, and I will see you back here again next week. Look forward to that. Until then, bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.